This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. 2 years ago, Delaware's senior U.S. Senator Tom Carper fought off a progressive challenger in the Democratic primary. Now Delaware's other senator, Chris Coons, faces a similar challenge from the left in Jessica Scarane. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on tomorrow's primary from the Delaware desk.
2020 has not been the year Jessica Scarane or any of us really thought it would be. She had plans to crisscross the first state, meeting as many voters as possible.
We were hoping to have a summer that and spring that was full of canvassing and going directly to voters' doors to be able to bring our message directly to them.
Instead, her campaign has been burning up the phone lines. She says they've made some 600,000 calls talking up her priorities, such as passing the Green New Deal to address climate change or opening up Medicare for all. That translates into calling more than half the state's population. In contrast, as an incumbent, Delawareans have been calling Senator Coons and his office for help during the pandemic.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. People have reached out and contacted my office by text, by email, by phone. I have never had as much constituent contact or as many reasons to work hard and to help people as I have in the last 6 months.
Scarane was also frustrated by not being able to debate. In mid-July, WHYY reached out to both campaigns to schedule an online debate. While Scarane's camp was immediately willing, Coons' campaign finally decided not to participate on August 25th, saying the senator didn't have time.
I mean, it's certainly a disappointment to me. I think the opportunity to discuss these incredibly important issues facing the voters in our state is important.
Coons has found frustration as well in trying to find common ground across the aisle in a bitterly divided Congress. He's made a name for himself as a Democrat who is willing to work with Republicans on certain issues. A 2018 Politico headline called him the GOP's favorite Democrat. But he says his willingness to reach across the aisle is the foundation of how Congress is supposed to work.
Figuring out what you can get votes for and what you can get passed, that's what being a legislator is about.
Coons may agree with Scarane's goal of reversing climate change via the Green New Deal, but he says there's not the bipartisan support to make it come true. He says the same goes for Medicare for All.
I just spent 10 years in a Senate where Republicans have been trying to kill the Affordable Care Act every day. And the Affordable Care Act is a lot less dramatic, bold, progressive, however you want to describe it.
Scarane counters that there is public support for Medicare for All, and the pandemic has shown it.
Healthcare is the number one issue, and that continues to be true, particularly as people are seeing millions of people, themselves included, lose their jobs and lose their employer-based health insurance along with it. So we continue to run on the things that people are asking for. They are asking for an end to this for-profit health insurance system that keeps them sick and puts them in debt.
She's also concerned that due to Coons' close relationship with Vice President Biden, he might be in line for a role in the administration should Biden win.
When you are running for a seat, when you're running for a six-year term, I think that you should be required to say it is your intention to serve that term and you will refuse any appointments into an administration.
When asked by WHYY, Coons would not pledge to serve out his term.
I expect that I will do whatever helps the state of Delaware and the Biden administration the most, and I am fairly certain that means serving in the Senate. But if the vice president asked me to take on a very senior role, I would seriously consider it.
Democrats in the first state get to pick their candidate tomorrow. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.